Editor. Our neighborhood along Quayside Drive, Boardwalk, is well known for having next to no mosquitoes, and it reflects on the value of real estate in the neighborhood. After viewing Bose's enclosed sign posted on the fence in that area, we saw their heading, "How will this affect your neighborhood?" We've become concerned about the potential threat of mosquitoes, and so we Googled, "Do marshes breed mosquitoes?" This is the first piece of information we easily found. Coastal salt marshes serve as breeding areas for several species of mosquitoes, primarily Aedes salicetans, Aedes cantator, and Aedes teinirhynchus. In the upper regions of a salt marsh, areas such as depressions and neglected ditches can breed millions of mosquitoes during the course of a summer. The health of our residents and visitors in this area is also a concern, especially due to mosquitoes being potential virus carriers. If this is what may happen, the area most affected by Bose's project will be the low-rises at the western end of the new Westminster Quay, Boardwalk area, working its way eastward. Everyone will have to be notified ASAP. Does Bose have any comments or clarifications on their part regarding any of their research on this project? Can they please guide us to some facts that will set our minds at ease? For the record, we really do sincerely appreciate Bose's endeavor to try to help the flourishing of fish species due to the destruction, environmental disruption occurring with Bose's Pier West project. Thank you very much. D. Rutledge.